did not know that this rule existed, but apparently there are a handful of towns where kids over 12 who go trick-or-treating can get arrested.
That's outrageous and stupid.
Arrested.
Why would they get arrested?
Well, because they're out past the town curfew and they're underage. So one of the towns is Chesapeake, Virginia, where this is happening. They have a statute that says anyone over 12 who goes trick-or-treating can be charged with a misdemeanor that carries up to a $100 fine with 6 months in jail.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid. Absurd.
What if they're with their parents?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think it's different. It's if they're out by themselves.
By themselves, yeah.
That's ridiculous. I think that's they're trying to get 12-year-olds not to, and above not to go trick-or-treating.
Right. And right. So it's like a heavy-handed thing. Yeah. It sounds like it. I mean, otherwise, why?
I do think that there is a certain age where it becomes unacceptable. And I think 12 is that cutoff. When you become a teenager, I think it's over.
You're like in 6th grade or 7th grade. I don't know. I think it's a big deal.
13? I was in 8th grade.
You were?
Yeah.
I was 14 in 14? Eighth, in 9th grade.
Well, my son 13
in 8th grade. 13, 8th grade, yeah.
12 would be 7th grade.
So I think when you're going into high school, it's it.
Yeah,
it's
but
over.
This is middle school. 12 is middle school.
Yeah, I think this. I think when you turn 13,
oh, it's too much.
That's enough.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. If somebody's 18 years old and they come to my door, whatever. I don't care.
Really?
As long as they're,
no,
as long as they're not like disrespectful.
Or they're not kicking stuff in.
Well,
and all
yeah,
that.
But that's unfortunately that's what happens when you're older and you're out.
No, I think for like trick or treating with your costume. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think once you get old enough to drive, it seems like kind of loserish, but. At that point, you just go to like a Halloween party.
If some 13-year-old kid came to my door, I have no problem.
No.
I think 13's fine. Then it's like
you just
at
said 13 wasn't
13,
fine.
Like meaning 13 and below, I guess.
We want you
12,
on the record. What's no.
What do you mean? I think 13 and below. Like then 13 is
get
right
your
there.
ID
that's
ready
it.
If
you
you're
know
going
I mean?
Trick-or-treating or Katie's house.
Yeah. I just think I mean, when you have like 3 15-year-olds who show up on your porch, I think, what are you doing?
I mean, you do think that if, well, I don't know if I can't tell old people
I
anymore,
do.
But it doesn't bother
it
me.
It doesn't here. Bother me.
Okay.
Now, I don't like it when they wear, they don't have a costume on. That makes me mad.
That is a pet peeve of mine.
They just come up
well,
to the
yeah,
door.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Because you're not even trying.
Yes. Yeah. If they come up to the door straight up like this, I'm like,
No.
But if they have a costume on, they took the time, I'm cool with that.
I also make them say trick or treat or they get no candy.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen, if I am spending my hard-earned money
right.
on candy that's going directly into your pocket, you better work for it. That's mm-hmm. all I have to say.
Okay.
There well, is a, I mean, there is a an etiquette to trick-or-treating.
Yes, but you some should. Kids we teach, are
you shy. Just go
and they
up
get
there.
Nervous. They're like.
If they can't say it, that's
but
fine.
Katie.
But the 15-year-old who comes
right.
with his sleeping bag or his
pillowcase yeah.
and then just hands it to me and puts it in my face, no. Say trick or treat.
This is you're just setting yourself up for them to come.
My gosh.
Kick your pumpkins later. Because
yeah,
you're like, man, that's some mean lady. She looked young and she's all mean to me about saying trick or treat.
Well, good luck because I have cameras.
It's like,
so.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, calm down.
Okay,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry, but I
no,
just,
hey,
yeah.
we all have our different things
if there
that
is,
trigger
there's
us.
A difference because I can already tell you right now, there are going to be emails, people who write to me and say, my son has autism and he can't say it. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the 15, 16, 17-year-olds
right.
who are showing up on my front porch with their pillowcases, and they don't say anything, and then they're going to be, you're right,
do you get
my
a lot
pumpkins
of trick-or-treaters?
In. We do.
Really?
Yeah, we get a lot.
Your road's kind of a main road, though.
We get a lot.
We
really?
Get none because mm-hmm. it's main road. Now mm-hmm. they're doing major construction. It's like definitely none. and it's like if we're like I would like to have trick-or-treaters come by, but it's too dangerous.
What do you? How do you feel about people busing their kids into your neighborhood?
That's fine. Yeah, you go if you for example, if you live in like a country area,
mm-hmm.
you ain't gonna have your kids walking miles
right.
to house to house. You go into like a
another
the best thing is go to an apartment complex. Bam, bam. I mean, you can clean up real quick.
Oh man,
or like a townhome community. Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't even think about apartments either.
A lot of times, apartments sometimes they have young kids, so they might be out anyway. But if you get the right apartment, I mean, you can seriously hit 5 doors within 100 feet of each other.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, though. If my 13-year-old was trick-or-treating and got arrested for it and put in jail,
oh, that's
all
wrong.
Hell's breaking loose on my part.
I do think that that's wrong. Going to jail as a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Stephanie, you agree with Katie about being rude to kids without a costume?
Shut up. That's not like she said, Jared.
Oh, no. I think she agrees with you, though.
No. I love having all the kids come, but I have a little trick. If they are not wearing a costume, they have to sing a song for me.
Yeah,
wow.
There you
next
go.
Level.
Yeah,
any songs? Yeah.
Next any songs? I don't even care.
Yeah.
It's happy birthday. It's a rap. It doesn't matter. Just something to make them laugh and kind of get in the spirit.
Do they do it, most of them?
Oh, yeah.
The power of candy.
We have full-size candy bars, so they're going to do it.
Yeah, see?
Oh, I just think, that's nice.
You know, as it goes on, we are losing the fun of the tradition.
Yeah, if you're going to go out, be
you know,
dressed up.
It's like, get dressed up and say trick-or-treat, because that is the tradition of it all. You know how Jared said, and I'm not dogging you, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, how you're like, yeah, I mean, you can hit an apartment complex and bang it out. It's like, you're not even enjoying what it is
you're
doing.
They're not enjoying
just,
it. The goal is to get as much candy as possible.
Yes, but I think that you have to enjoy the process of it. Like, or,
yeah.
Except, I don't know.
You want it to be hard for people to get candy?
I don't want it to be hard, but I think that we lose the fun and the tradition.
For kids, yeah. And my kids' age, it is as they want. The dressing up is really close to being, it might be a close second to getting the candy, but mm-hmm. they like dressing up. But it's as much candy as you can get. If you can get five, you can be more efficient, as Jason's for, more efficient hitting five doors. Do it instead of having to go
Katie,
and walk mm-hmm. all this way.
With yeah. all this trouble of going to your house trick or treating,
why even do it?
What kind of candy do you give out? Do you give big ones out or the small kind?
Like the, it's not the small, so, but it's not the big. It's like the fun size ones that are this big. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good. Lot of work to go to Katie's house.
It really isn't.
The payoff isn't that great.
I'm asking
here's
you
your
to
apple
do.
With a razor in it.
I surprised Ben, who works in dental.
He would give out toothbrushes if he could. Yeah. He would.
Oh, no. You know my dentist, Dr. Bagley. Yes. He gives out full-size candy bars.
Oh, uh-huh. Really?
With his dental company on the back and a free toothbrush.
It's super smart.
Wow. My opinion is, if I were a dentist, I would give out the most candy so people have to come to me
to
with
see
their
you.
Cavities.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm not asking them to do a lot of work. I'm just asking them to do what
is
expected of
I'm
with you, Katie.
That's all. Going trick-or-treating at Katie's house.
Then you know what? Fine. Don't come. I'll eat all the candy myself.
Oh my gosh, is that a witch? No, she doesn't have her costume on.
This year, as a matter of fact, I'm torn on what to do because we have two kids now who are, I think they can make it around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so, like, does one of us have to stay behind to hand out
the
candy?
No, you don't.
I like that.
But then
like
who's
going to...
If you don't, please turn your lights off. Because that's like you walk up to a door, their lights are on, and
then your
not
house
there.
Is loserish if you do
I
that.
I don't want to be the loser house. I mean, we hand out good stuff.
No, but don't you want to be there when your kids go trick-or-treating? Talk about the spirit of it. Doesn't Ben want to be there?
That's the pickle we're in, because I want to hand
out
the candy.
Turn the lights off and go. Or leave a bowl and say, take one.
Hell no. We did that one year.
First person that comes dumps the whole bowl
and
their thing.
And those damn 18-year-olds knocked it over and took all the candy.
Do you realize that my wife, Carol, had the audacity to tell me that this year we're dressing up as a family?
That's awesome!
And she said, as dwarfs.
What?
Oh! I'm like, I look at her, I'm like, no way in hell.
You don't have to dress up, Jason. It's perfect.
And I'm like, how could you possibly do that to me? And she was offended. I didn't want to dress up like a dwarf. I'm like, what do you think I've been called my whole life? You know?
Like it's you're funny. Being the seven dwarfs?
Yes, or something like that. I don't know the cartoon crap, but I'm just telling
you're gonna
you, I am not dressing up like a dwarf. I'll dress up like Tom Brady, but I am not dressing up
please.
Like a dwarf.
So Carol will be crafty, you'll be angry.
That's like me saying, Carol, dress up as a slut.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just going to sit over
Katie,
here and drink my water.
Jeez.
You
called me out for
less. How is that worse than a dwarf?
I'm just drinking my water and my tea over here.
You prevent yourself from being a slut. You can't prevent yourself from being a dwarf. It's just like the fat thing. Damned if you say somebody's fat, but if you say somebody laugh at them and they're short, that's okay.
I have nothing else to
We've
say.
We've had the whole show stop for less than I've said. It wasn't even offensive. Jeez. Katie called me out for it. And here
my
we go.
My goodness gracious. I'd like to issue an apology to Carol. Carol, we had nothing to do with that.
What about
that was all your husband.
What about the dwarf?
Whatever, you deal with it.
I think it's funny that she did that. I mean, it's messed up.
Yeah, because you get and she was short. Dead serious.
She's like, yes.
Are you kidding me?
I do like how when...
And then Landon's in the back going... My son. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Is he almost as tall as you now? He's getting there.
Almost, yeah.
Where's did you, age? Let me just recap. You just referred to your wife as an S-L-U-T?
No, I didn't. I just said that's like me saying Carol.
Right.
Carol is to slut as Jason is to dwarf. Yeah.
That's the analogy on the SAT.
The difference terrible. Is that I am actually short.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
We can't really say anything. I can't say, well, yeah. Yeah, she's not that
hey,
way.
Hey, look, a slutty look to me is a compliment.
No, I know you like the slutty look.
Yeah.
You love Halloween for that reason.
I do. If you go to the nightclubs for Halloween, it's slut fest.
It is.
And I love it because it's like everybody's showing skin everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, they barely put a costume on.
Barely.
Except for Katie. She like goes as an M&M.
You're right. I do. Or a hot dog.
Right.
There's nothing slutty about Katie's costume.
No, it's like the opposite. You know those memes that you see going around on Facebook where it's like the slutty cat or like the slutty nurse? And then it's like their friends over in the corner who's the big round pumpkin dressed as a hobo?
Right.
That's me.
You were a hobo 1 year.
I was a hobo. And I've been a pumpkin.
And a full size banana.
And a full size.
And a big cupcake one time.
Yes.
Your husband, Ben, should get to be able to do whatever he wants.
And then didn't you win one of the Halloween costumes one time?
When all my girlfriends and I were dressed as cupcakes.
I can't believe it.
It was awesome. A lot of work went into that, you know.
No, that was a nice costume.
I like the girls that, and I don't mess this, and it's been getting worse and worse year after year. Mm-hmm. It seems like the more skin, every year, the sluttier the costume.
Well, that is why I think people throw Halloween parties and then people attend them. It's like, it's an excuse. Yeah.
It's either the first or second biggest adult party day of the year.
Yeah.
Usually it's the weekend second. Before. This year will be the weekend
before. Whatever the Halloween party is.
Is there anything wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't care.
Sorry, Jared. I know you're religious and everything. But
I don't care. I just don't. I don't have the body for that. And so I dress accordingly, and that's why I'm a pumpkin. Or a cupcake.
Please
or a
hobo
clown.
Should be a big nun right. 1 year or whatever.
So I just know my limitations, but I put a lot of stock into Halloween because I love it.
I think if it's a certain girl and you saw them dress up skanky, I could see Katie being like,
Oh
my gosh, who does she think she is?
No, I would just say
skanky.
That's the reason. They're using it as a reason.
But
yes.
It's an excuse.
This girl has a hot body. She can do that. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Oh,
that
I totally know I can't. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying how you not saying you can't. Anybody can. Anybody
and some
can.
People do when they shouldn't.
Not this body.
Some people do when they shouldn't. We do have our official attorney, Mancus Matt Read My Mind, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. We did mention a little bit earlier that you can get arrested in this one town for trick-or-treating. It's in Virginia.
I was from there.
Chesapeake?
Before Rhode Island, I was in, it's the Hampton Roads. It's Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, they're all together. That's what it's like.
If you're over 12, you can be charged with a misdemeanor, $100 fine, and up to 6 months in jail. Lisa.
Hello.
Is this insanity?
I know. Hello. Happy Halloween. I know. It's my favorite holiday. It is, it's crazy, I think. But here's the deal. It's actually trending, not just in this Chesapeake, Virginia area, but all over the country. For about the past 3 years, what we're seeing is this is governed by city ordinance. So it's a local city ordinance. And it's in so many states now that there'll be several cities that'll have ordinances like this, including Illinois, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, New Jersey. I mean, just all over. And, you know, and what is, it's very isolated. You know, it might be like nine, like in Virginia, there are nine different cities that are doing this. So it's not all over, but it's definitely trending. And what the idea behind it is that what they're targeting is kids that commit sort of minor offenses like smashing people's pumpkins on their front porch, you know, tearing down decorations or trying to frighten people or whatever. Because kids, what happens, you know, a lot of times the teens that are out roaming around get a little crazy on Halloween, and that's really what it's aimed at. And they've even said, like in Chesapeake, this is pretty typical, they even said on their police department website that they're going to selectively enforce this, that it's not going to be actively enforced against kids that are out legitimately trick-or-treating with their family. Like if you're 14 and you're going out with your little brother who's 10, they're not going to bust you for that. But if they catch you out, you know, maybe a gang of teenagers and you're up to, it looks like you're up to no good, then they're going to enforce it.
Yeah, but
so they're not really looking. They're just aiming it at vandalism, really.
I get it, but then it groups all the sometimes there's a few bad apples that spoil good, and then it groups them all together, and it still gives them the power to do so.
It does.
You know, let's say they just have an agenda or something, they could, you know, and let me ask you, how typical would it be that they could, let's say they did enforce that, would a kid really go to jail? That's 13 for 6 months. Is that even okay?
Or juvie?
Unless they were doing something. Yeah, no, not unless they were doing something really bad in terms of the associated vandalism. So the idea is that, you know, the fine, that this particular ordinance in Chesapeake, the fine can range from $25 up to $100 or 6 months in jail or both. And so probably you're not going to see the more serious, like jail time, or even the higher end of the fine, unless the kid was really doing something pretty terrible.
Why don't they just have a rule that
smashing the pumpkins at the church? Or something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because that happens.
How about you just have a normal rule that, hey, you know, if you vandalize something, that's against the law. Not have some sweeping thing for everyone over 13 that they could just, they could take anyone they see that's 13 and give them a misdemeanor, write them a ticket. Just Just keep the same laws. There's already laws against vandalism. It's like an overreach to me.
Yeah, but and I, even if my, I'm sorry, and I know that a lot of people will get offended, but if my kid, which are kids that are 13, and they will eventually do something bad someday, mm-hmm. they will,
yeah, of course,
smash some pumpkins. I still don't think that's good enough to go to jail for 6 months.
Right.
I don't think the jail part, but getting in trouble, yeah, that's a life lesson. That's a lesson right there, which we all have.
Life
to,
lesson,
yeah.
And then, you know, maybe the police are involved, mm-hmm. and we have to
go apologize to the people,
but
or whatever.
Jail for 6 months?
Or maybe
or
community service or something like that. But going to jail, there's no way my kid's leaving me at 13 years old to 6 months to go to jail because he smashed some damn pumpkins.
Right, I know, right?
It's crazy. It is kind of crazy. Well, and the reason that an ordinary vandalism law would not really, you know, you're really not going to see somebody prosecuted for vandalizing a pumpkin.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
Not really going to happen. And so that's why they really wanted to make it something that was just targeting specifically Halloween. A lot of cities are handling it a different way by just having a curfew and having it, you know, be like 8:30 or 9 o'clock for kids who are over 12. And what that does is it still allows them to, if they legitimately want to go out and trick or treat with their family, it allows them to do that. And because typically the greater mischief happens later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't most of the time the curfews are set for kids that are out by themselves without a parent? Usually a lot of curfews, as long as you're with a parental guidance or somebody, then, you know, obviously if I'm, you know, if we're at a restaurant with Landon on a weeknight and it turns 9 o'clock, I don't even know if there's a curfew around here, but if it turns 9 o'clock, then I think if you're with parents, it's fine. It's when they're out by themselves.
They might say, hey, what are y'all doing over there? All right.
Yeah, these curfews often have, they have exceptions for if you're with your parents. They also have exceptions for teenagers who have jobs. And if you're on your way to work, that's an exception.
Oh, I'd hope so. Like, you can't go to your job. You're being responsible.
You can't make money while your friends are vandalizing things.
Right. You should be out vandalizing. Our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, if you're ever injured on the job, do not wait. Contact her right away. Go to hireaheavyweight.com.